I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Yeah, rock music was boring, and now internet friends are here to save the day. Because the only people that are doing it good is Neck Deep and us.
My name is Faith, and I'm so excited to be talking with you guys tonight. So before we talk about the new EP coming out so soon, which is really, really exciting, I want to give listeners kind of an understanding of the band's backstory. So this is Internet Friends. We're here. We're talking. So from my understanding, Rossi, you started writing songs in like 2020, that kind of, you know, the COVID era there. DM'd Michael to join the group. You know, flash forward 6-7 months, you guys are working together, writing demos. And then suddenly you're recording with like the iconic Matt Squire and Courtney Ballard, who...
I know, right?
Like, have worked with so many great bands like Sum 41 and like Panic at the Disco, and that's so cool.
Now us.
and now you, like, you're joining that, like, that great roster there. And so could you kind of take me through the emotions of going through those months of demo recordings to finally take your hard work and start working with these amazing people?
Sure. You want me to start the story at the beginning?
Yes, of course. Give us that backstory. Okay.
Ross is a pro at this now.
Here we go, guys. Seatbelts on. So I've been working in... Back up. Right, so when I'm an early teenager, I started off in bands. So I did start writing songs when I was a kid. You know, I think I wrote my first song when I was like 11 or something. It was terrible. And then when I got to about 15 years old, I was in a band, but it wasn't really working. Dance music started to get really big, and I switched and I pursued a career on the business side of music, and I got really good at it. So I was working at I had a record label, and I was working managing other artists and helping them build those careers. And I did that for about 14 years. And then when COVID happened, I think a lot of people will relate to this, it made me stop, and it made me just think about, like, am I happy? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm working so hard and I'm doing really well, but I'm getting older. Am I really doing what I want to do? And how I got to that point was, I was living in America for 10 years, and I live in Australia now, but I was born in the UK. And to live and work in America, I have to have a working visa. So every 3 years, I had to go back to the UK to renew my visa. And it just so happens that the time I had to go back to the UK and renew my working visa was the day before everything shut down. So I flew back to the UK with a small suitcase. I landed in London, and the plan was go to the US embassy, hand in my passport, do the whole thing, and then maybe go and see some of the family for like 7 or 8 days. And then pick my passport up, fly back to my home in America, and we're good to go. And that didn't happen. So the day after I got there, all the airlines shut down, all the embassies shut down, and I've got a suitcase with me with about 3 pairs of socks, 4 pairs of underwear, and 2 t-shirts. And I'm like...
Okay, guys. If anyone's wondering why an interview just started playing, usually I turn on automation so that the show can play the bumper and the, like, PSAs and the news. I thought that the interview was like a PSA, and then I realized, oh, it's automation. So that was an interview given by, one of our e-board members, Faith Logue. Shout out, Faith Logue. So I'm sorry if you wanted to listen to that interview, but you can't because I want to play music. And that interview was probably like an hour long. So sorry about that, guys. But let me just pull up our PSAs and stuff, and we'll get going again. Luckily, I can just say the bumper because I'm on the microphone right now. You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked. Stay tapped in to WONY. That's right. WONY 90.9 FM, SUNY Oneonta College Radio, okay? Listen to this PSA, and we're going to hop right back into it, guys, okay? Everyone relax. Everyone chill.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
Okay, guys, that was a beautiful PSA. All right, we're back in it. We rounded out the last hour with Rat in My Kitchen by UB40. I'm not done yet. There's two other songs on that album I want to listen to. So I just kind of paused it so we can get right back into it. Hold on, what is this one? So we just listened to Rat in My Kitchen, and we are now going to listen to Looking Down at My Reflection. So everyone, please enjoy.
Yay! Looking down at my reflection in the bottle at my feet. Things don't seem so real down there. Oh, man.
Okay, that was Don't Blame Me by UB40. I have a couple singles here that I want to play. So we're going to get to those. And hopefully we can play a little bit of hardcore before the end of the hour. I have a Bad Brains vinyl here that I really want to play. But there's also just some singles here that I am really, like, I just want to hear. I have Evelyn King. I have an Evelyn King single when she went, ooh, make my love come down, ooh, that one. I have Hell of a from Brotherhood of the Creed. I don't know what that is. And Round 2, The Stylistics. There's a lot of stuff I've never, like, I've listened to them, but I don't really know who some of these people are except for Evelyn King. And right now we're going to listen to a single by Chronic called Summertime. Yeah, this is a radio edit, thank God. So, I hope you guys also enjoy this one. Yay! Check it out. Check it out.
Cologne, hiding.
Okay. That was Chronic Summertime. I really love that single. Such a good... And also, I was looking at the music video when I was looking for lyrics for that song, just to make sure it wasn't, like, vulgar or anything. It's just, it's kids. It's, like, complete kids rapping. But a good beat, good lyrics. What can you hate? This is not so much hip-hop, but we do have Evelyn King, and of course we're going to listen to the Evelyn King of course we're going to listen to her all-famous single, Love Come Down. I don't know what you guys expected. It's Evelyn King. We got to listen to that song, okay? Everyone, please enjoy. Yay! That was Ooh, You Make My Love Come Down by Evelyn King. If you didn't know that song, come on. What's wrong with you, really? But of course you did, because you're goated. All right, we're moving on. The next song is Helluva by Brotherhood Creed. I wish you guys could see the cover to this vinyl, because this guy is, first of all, matching pink denim jackets, which is beautiful. This guy has a belt, and the belt has, like, a little frog on it. And it's, like, not little. It's a big green, like, little plastic cartoon frog on the belt, and it's so cute. And they're on this... it's great. I wish you guys could see it. Anyways, this is their single, Helluva. Radio mix. Yay! Which is perfect, because we're on the radio. How convenient is that? Please enjoy. All right. And that was pretty much the last of the singles. That was Hell of a by Brotherhood Creed. I also really liked that. I was looking at this next record. This is round two, The Stylistics. I do want to play it because it sounds good. I haven't listened to it, but I was like listening to clips just to make sure it's good. I want to play it for you guys because it sounds good, but I don't want to give you guys whiplash because after this, I really want to play Bad Brains. So just be forewarned that after this, like, beautiful songs, these three beautiful songs, we're going to listen to a little. What do we have? I'm going to play Sailing On for sure. Probably Attitude We Will Not in Sailing On. But anyways, I have no idea what these songs are. I've never listened to them. I just picked up the cover and it looked good. It's like a big world with some two fists on it. It's awesome. So this is round two, The Stylistics. And the first song is I'm Stone in Love with You. This one is also really dusty, so forgive me, guys.
Travel.
Okay, guys. So, that was... Oh, where's the cover? Where did I put the sleeve? Ugh. Guys, I love playing the vinyl, but I'm, like, losing everything. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just burped. anyways, that was round two, the stylistics. The songs that played in order were... I don't have the sleeve, so I have to look at the record. I'm Stone in Love with You, If You Don't Watch Out, and You and Me. So like I said, that was definitely not hardcore, but I do want to play hardcore now, guys. So I'm sorry, but we're going to take a hard left turn. I wouldn't say it's that hard, and it's not that crazy. I love Bad Brains. You probably know Bad Brains, hopefully. Yeah, let's just get into it, because I love this band. I love this album in particular, okay? This is Bad Brains, and the first song is Attitude.
We got that attitude.
Okay. That was bad brains. Oh, it's stuck. Okay, we're back. Three fairly short songs. Some of my favorites, though. Attitude, We Will Not, and Sailing On. If you have the entire record, I think I have this on CD, too. I really recommend listening to it. One of my most favorite hardcore bands ever. And I even just play hardcore. I hope that's the right genre. But anyways, I love them. I also love, I don't think it's on this one, but I love Aja. That's really good. I like that one. Okay. Oh, hold on. This next one is Youth of Today, another hardcore band, but some of the songs are really explicit, so let me grab my list really quick. Okay, I have my list. Let's see. So we can't play that one. So we can play Slow Down, Choose to Be, and hold on. And Wake Up and Live. From the A side. So let's do that. We have to skip pretty much every other song. So we can't play the first one. We can play the second and the third one. And then we can't play the fourth one. But we can play the fifth one. Okay. Let's do that then. What do you guys think about that? I think that's a great idea. I'm not sure about you guys. Okay, hold on. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Okay, second and third song, guys. Here we go. Yay! Okay, guys, the quality of that vinyl, I don't know if you guys can tell, it was exceptionally bad. So usually I would be like, oh, if I was listening to myself, I'd be like, yeah, but it's like peaking the mic and it's not great. So we're going to move on. unfortunately, but Youth of Today, I do love some Youth of Today. Yeah, I like hardcore, guys. I don't know what to say. If you have, well, nowadays you can find anything on any streaming site. So I'm like, oh, if you have the vinyl, give it a listen. If you have the vinyl, if you went out of your way to buy the vinyl or, like, buy a record player, chances are you've already listened to it. So you don't need to tell, I don't need to tell you to listen to the vinyl, you know? Listen to it on, like, Spotify or, like, Apple Music or, like, Amazon or, I don't know, wherever you guys listen to music, because you don't need me to tell you that. Okay, guys. All the rest of my vinyl is all hardcore. And I do love hardcore, but it's stressing me out because all of the songs are like 1 minute, and that's not enough for me to like chart it and then also line up records for the next, you know, song. So we're just gonna chat because I only have 4 minutes left. Next person should be coming in soon, so let's just use this time to clean up and, you know, chat. So again, I probably should have reintroduced myself at the second hour, but I'm on your DJ on air. I have a show every Saturday at 7 where we talk about food and we play whatever music we want. I honestly on my show have been wanting to do a hardcore episode for a very long time. So this kind of scratched my itch. I thought I'd be more into it than I was, but can I be honest? I was kind of enjoying the singles more. I really liked Brotherhood Creed. I really liked Summertime by Chronic. They were all great. Again, I have... I have a lot of vinyls. Well, not a lot of vinyls left over, but we didn't even touch on, like, I have some new wave vinyls and stuff, or, like, electronic vinyls and all that. So we didn't even get to touch that today. But again, I have all the stuff with me, so you'll probably see me next Saturday. The semester's almost over, you know. I only have 4 shows left, which is not a lot. I didn't really get to cover everything I wanted to cover. But, you know, I love you guys, so it's okay. Yeah, so we got 1 more hour of Vinylthon left. I hope for whoever's been tapped in listening this time that you've been enjoying it. Okay, here's the thing. I want to talk to you guys for like the last 4 minutes or so, but we're not talking about food, so I don't know what to talk about. I hope you guys have all been enjoying Vinylthon. I hope you guys will stay for the last hour. I'm sorry, I had a slot at 5 in the morning. Unfortunately, I did not get to do it. Not because I didn't wake up, but because I couldn't get into the building. And no one's really up at 5 in the morning to help you with that. But, you know, alas. What else? I don't know, I just love you guys. I hope you guys all had a wonderful dinner. I hope you guys have all liked the music so far. I hope you guys were here at 12, when I was playing with my friend Alani, DJ of Miscellaneous Music, my friend Maddie. Shout out to the people of SUNY Oneonta, shout out to the Woni Eboard, shout out Strawberry Shortcake. Yeah. All right, I got 3 minutes. I'm not really talking about anything important. I'm just going to let you guys chill and marinate. Hopefully the next person is on soon. If not, oh well, I'm done. I got to go home. I have so much homework to do. If you were any of my professors listening in to me playing vinyls instead of doing my homework, no, you didn't, and you didn't hear me. Okay. All right. My name is On. I'm the DJ I'm your DJ on air. I host a show every Saturday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. where we talk about food and play assorted music for the day. Thank you very much for joining me these last 2 hours on Vinylthon. Please stay tuned for one more hour of record goodness. Hopefully, I don't know where the next person is, but hopefully they're here. Stay safe. Stay warm. The weather's going to warm up soon. Just have a good time and enjoy yourself, okay? I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to WONY 90.9 FM. That's right, WONY 90.9 FM, The Whale. Keep it locked, guys.
Sitting there, and part of it is because so many opportunities have presented themselves to me just by making myself available and being there. And that's another big thing I think in Oneonta. People are so willing to collaborate and say, oh hey, play this show, like you would sound great for this. Oh hey, work with me on this song that I just wrote. And by making yourself available and showing your face a lot, then it'll happen. So that's like what I'm hoping to carry with me after graduation, like just be there and then things will come.
Absolutely. Speaking of the music industry program and kind of the people that you've met through that, you were in a band, Seeing Double. A lot of those musicians played on The Flood. How does that experience being in a band like that influence your solo project, and where do you see it going as a solo artist?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Surprisingly enough, I think that being in a band that maybe has a little bit of a heavier sound than I do made me want to take this solo project and kind of put it in the other direction, just because, not to like separate myself from Seeing Double, I loved playing that band, but just to explore genres of music and styles of writing that I felt like maybe weren't suited for Seeing Double, but now that I'm doing my own thing, I can just experiment a little bit more. After graduation, I'm hoping to just kind of keep up doing this kind of thing. And part of that is going to be playing Margaritaville at a lot of bars and restaurants for the next few months. But then hopefully afterwards or before then, I can still record and collaborate with people and go a little further outside my hometown.
Absolutely. Unrelated, but I saw on the credits on Instagram that you played the mandolin on this song.
Yes, I tried.
That's like, I just saw that and I was like, there's no way. She just, you play, because you play bass, you play guitar, you play mandolin, you play...
Kind of. American Graffiti. Where were you in 62?
Grab that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine. Cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.